Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading from the Message Translation, MSG, Health Scriptures, Isaiah 53, 4-5. But the fact is, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment and made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. Psalm 107:20. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. Acts 5:16. Through the work of the apostles, many God signs were set up among the people. Many wonderful things done. They all met regularly and in remarkable harmony on the temple porch named after Solomon. But even though people admired them a lot, outsiders were weary about joining them. On the other hand, those who put their trust in the Master were added right and left, men and women both. They even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on stretchers and bedrooms, hoping they would be touched by Peter's shadow when he walked by. They came by the villages surrounding Jerusalem, throngs of them bringing the sick and the bedeviled, and they all were healed. Hebrews 13:8. Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you, as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. But Jesus doesn't change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. James 4:7. So let God work his will in you. Yet a loud no to the devil now, watching, make himself scarce. Say quiet yes to God and he will be there in no time. Quit dabbing in sin. Purify your inner self. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master is the only way you'll get on your feet. World Scriptures. 2 Chronicles 31:21. Hezekiah carried out this work and kept it up everywhere in Judah. He was the very best, good, right, and true before his God. Everything he took up, whether it had to do with worship in God's temple or the carrying out of God's laws and commandments, he did well in a spirit of prayerful worship. He was a great success. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your mind what you will give that will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. Galatians 6:6-10. Be very sure now. You who have been trained to a self-sufficient maturity, that you enter into a generous common life with those who have trained you, sharing all the good things that you have and experience. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God, but a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others and ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he will have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. Or at the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get a chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Deuteronomy 28:1-6. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God your God will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you, because you have responded to the voice of God your God. God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flock, God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming in, God's blessing in your going out. Other well-being scriptures, Psalm 119, 97-104. Oh, how I love all you've revealed. I reverently ponder it all the day long. Your commands give me an edge on my enemies. They never become obsolete. I've even become smarter than my teachers since I've pondered and absorbed your counsel. I've become wiser than the wise old sage simply by doing what you tell me. I watch my step, avoiding the ditches and ruts of evil, so I can spend all my time keeping your word. Never make detours from the route you laid out. You give me such good directions. Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life. That's why I hate false propaganda. 1 John 5, verse 4. Every God-born person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God. Romans 4, verse 16. This is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God and His way, and then simply embracing Him and what He does. God's promise arrives as pure gift. That's the only way everyone can be sure to get in on it. Those who keep the religious traditions and those who have never heard of them. For Abraham is father of us all. He is not our racial father. That's reading the story backward. He is our faith father. 1 Corinthians 15, 51-58. But let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery I'll probably never fully understand. We're all not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet, and in the time that you look up and blink your eyes, it's over. On signal from that trumpet from heaven, the dead will be up and out of their graves, beyond the reach of death, never to die again. At the same moment and in the same way, we will all be changed in the resurrection scheme of things. This has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by imperishable. This mortal replaced by the immortal. Then the saying will come true: death swallowed by triumphant life. Who got the last word? Oh, death. Oh, death, who's afraid of you now? It was sin that made death so frightening and local guilt that gave sin its leverage, its destructive power. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ. Thank God, with all this going on for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for Him is a waste of time or effort.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Well-being Scriptures for today. A blessing.